since the 11th of January here on this side of the pond, the Gardaí have issued hundreds of fines to people, €100 fines each, for breaching the 5K limit. Well, Henry McKean has spent the morning with the Gardaí at a checkpoint on the Meath-Dublin border to find out what excuses people were giving. Henry, what did you find out?
Yeah, all sorts of excuses or reasons. Good evening from Balbriggan. Discretion and trust were words I heard a lot this morning. Guardian New Ross, they stopped a car with five people on board outside a 5 kilometre travel limit without a reasonable excuse. They were fined €100. These checkpoints could continue until late February, with level 5 possibly being extended. And this fixed charge penalty notice will arrive in the post and you will have 28 days to pay it. Gardaí say it will no longer consult with the Director of Public Prosecutions before issuing these fines. But they will continue to engage, explain, encourage before handing out the fine as a last resort. My understanding, motorway checkpoints are now gone and these particular checkpoints are actually off the motorway. I met Sergeant Killian Duffy, based at the Balbriggan Garda Station, at the checkpoint, and I asked him about the recent case of three people who travelled 80 kilometres from their homes in County Meath to collect burgers from a takeaway. They were fined by the guards for breaching COVID-19 restrictions in the Ringsend area.
If you're a young gentleman or lady, 21, 22 years of age, it's tough. Maybe it was a social thing to go and get this particular burger. I'm not too sure. It's hard for people. And I'm fully aware of that, as are all my colleagues. It's not easy to stay at home, stay within 5 kilometres, whatever age you are. I've highlighted a certain demographic there. But for anybody, for older people, it's very hard. I hope people are honest. We'll ask them, where are you going? A lot of people, it's shopping. They have to go to Super Value. They're going to Tesco to pick up their groceries. That has to be done. That's certainly essential. And I guess in Balbriggan, we have the beach, our Gillam Park. People are travelling to do their exercise, go for a walk. Mental health is mentioned an awful lot in the last couple of months, and people need to get out and need to exercise and get that bit of fresh air. Visiting parents, dropping food to parents.
So legitimate excuses.
Legitimate excuses and discretion. You have to show your discretion.
And discretion is important.
Vitally important. Not just COVID-19, but for guards in general, discretion is important. But if a lady is travelling to tend to her elderly mother or father in Balbriggan to bring a dinner from 10K, I don't know exactly where she's coming, but if she tells me she's going to tend to her parents, I'm not going to stop her, you know. You have to use discretion, and I'd hope my colleagues would be the same, and I know they are. People need to be looked after. Very difficult times for elderly people on their own in houses, and if family members need to get to them, which they're allowed, the restrictions say you can tend to a family member, so there's no issue with that, and you have to hope that when these drivers or members of the public are giving you their reason rather than excuse at the checkpoint, you take them for their word. At the weekend there was a lady moving house. They have to move house, you know, a big trailer full. Henry, I'd just like to take the opportunity also to thank members of the public for their cooperation. You can see my colleagues here. It's a difficult job for us as well, standing out at the checkpoints. Some young members here would like to be out and about investigating what they'd consider the bigger crimes. We have to do this. We all have to do our bit. But just on behalf of the organisation, I'd like to thank the members of the public for being so cooperative and pleasant when we do stop them. And we thank them very much for all their help.
That was Garda Killian Duffy from Balbriggan Garda Station. Henry, you witnessed, I assume, motorists being stopped today at the checkpoint you were on that border between Meath and Dublin. What excuses did you hear?
Yeah, rainy, cold, horrible, everything under the sun. Here is Garda Joe Callan. And this was actually quite exciting for me, Kieran. I actually got to ask, what is the purpose of your journey?
A lot of people going to the dentist. There must be a lot of bad teeth in this first spot.
Me too, every morning.
You have to go through two every morning,
yeah.
And you're on your way to work, are you?
Yeah, the dentist is there.
So you actually do work in the dentist, and I know that because you've got great teeth.
Oh God, thank God.
What's the purpose of your journey?
I am a dental nurse.
So that's essential?
Yes.
And a lot of people need to go to the dentist, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Busier than ever.
How come everyone has great teeth in the dentist?
We get it on the cheap.
And how do you find the Garda checkpoints?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, everyone's really pleasant, yeah.
Hi, sir. What's the purpose of your journey?
I'll just head up to the shops, just to get a few bits.
Just a few bits?
And just a few bits of
how do you feel about being stopped to get a few bits and bobs?
I'm not too mad about it, to be honest. I prefer not to have to answer a question if I'm going to get me milk and bread in the morning. But you know what can you do? You have to deal with it, don't you?
Your laundry
service? Laundry service, yeah. We've been working straight through since March. We haven't stopped.
So people have to have clean clothes?
Absolutely, of course. Yeah, so we service factories and food production. The only problem that I've ever had was when the big super checkpoints on the motorway, to clog you up for about 10-20 minutes sometimes. The N7 used to have a commercial route lane, and the M1 this time didn't, so that was a bit of annoying, but the guards personally have been fine, so.
What had you on the road there this morning?
Shopping.
Okay, safe driving. How are you finding the checkpoint?
Oh, fine, no problem, they're very nice, yes.
Very, very polite, keeping plenty of conversation going between everybody going up and down the road, yeah?
And I know I'm not a guard, but what is the purpose of your journey?
I'm going into work. I work in the waste management industry. They're necessary. I still do think that certain people do take the mick a little bit, but... John Farrell from the City Bin Company.
John, you just dropped off the guards a coffee, so you're a good citizen.
Listen, it's a cold morning. The guys are doing a great job.
You're not whizzing out around to get like a very fancy burger doing a 40k ride, are you?
No, I'm not. No.
What are you up to?
I go into the elderly. And I, just do home help, caring for them.
You'd make a great guard, Henry. You know, I was quaking in my boots here listening to those questions. That coffee, who got to drink that coffee?
Yeah, I actually got to drink it because the guards can no longer take free coffee from the public anymore. It was a cappuccino, and because of new corruption rules, the guards can't take a free bag of chips, they can't take a free coffee. So it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
What has the world come to? Listen, is it just motorists? Do they stop people out for a walk? Were they stopping cyclists?
Yeah, they're stopping everyone. Remember, if you are stopped at a checkpoint and you're heading to a COVID-19 test centre, don't open the window. Just display your test centre appointment through the window, through the glass, and make sure you're wearing a face covering. But you're right. Cyclists near Carrick in Galway, they weren't from the same household. They weren't social distancing. They weren't wearing face coverings. They were 19 kilometres away from home. They faced a fine. I met these pedestrians.
You're not going to tell them 5k, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm only going around the block.
And just they're
there
the block.
And they're there every morning. Well, the last couple of mornings I've been around here, they've been there or the other side of the traffic lights. They are here regularly, but I'm only walking.
So you're not on a 10k walk, are you?
No, definitely not. I'd be lucky if it's even two.
You're on a power walk and you're listening. Is it some music, is it?
No, I'm listening to an e-book.
You're listening to an e-book?
Yeah.
And what's the e-book?
It's Jack Reacher, one of Lee Child's books. I do 10k every morning.
But don't tell anyone.
No, it's 5k out, 5k back.
I see, so you get round it that way.
Yeah. Go to the limit and then come back. I respect what they're doing and what we have to do. Use the Google Maps to figure out where it can go and stuff like that, and that's what I stay to. So I haven't gone out. I only go outside the 5k limit when I have to go to work.
Daughter Joe, a runner just went through the checkpoint there. No one tried to stop her. You wouldn't normally stop runners, would you?
No, usually not. Usually they're just doing their 5k run or exercise.
So goodwill. Discretion.
Yeah, absolutely. Even personal on a bike there as well, same thing.
So you're on one of these electric scooters. What is the purpose of your journey?
I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't know. I wonder what. I hope he came up with an answer when he had to give it to the guards behind you. Henry, look, how are the public reacting to being stopped? Are they generally polite?
Yeah, most were. Some were frank, some were to the point. I didn't hear any voices being raised. Here is Garda Joe Callan and Sergeant Killian Duffy and motorists at the Garda checkpoint.
I'm looking after my mother.
Usually they tell us what they're doing before we ask, but yeah, they are very polite, yeah.
What's the purpose of your journey?
Going to open up my practice, O'Neill Opticians, going to open for the day.
And you've got a doggy in the back?
I've got a little dog in the back who's very protective.
I'm working today, so I just dropped my son to creche. But no bother, they just ask you where you're going and you just say it.
It's important, isn't it, to have discretion and also to have a bit of banter and try and keep it light at a serious time.
Oh, it is, surely, yeah. Just even having a bit of crack at them. It passes the day for us as well and lasts the memory with them, you know, that's not too serious.
And how hard is it? I mean, it's a 12-hour shift the guards have to do.
I know, we're well used to it.
Sergeant Killian Duffy, the public, they give all sorts of reasons under the sun.
They're not excuses, I hope they're reasons for travelling, and you have to take people on their word. We hope they take us on our word if we were to ask them to turn back if needs be. But yeah, look, every sort of excuse comes out, a reason is given to us by members of the public, and you just have to take them at face value.
What happens if they don't turn back?
If they don't turn back, there is legislation in place now for fixed charge notices. They can indeed be fined. That legislation was put in place a number of weeks ago, and guards are making use of it. And I hope that members of the public are adhering to the restrictions, so it wouldn't be necessary. The four E's are, Henry: engage, encourage, explain, and enforce. Enforce being the fourth one, which is something that we will only go to if completely necessary. So it's best to chat to the members of the public, explain why we're stopping them, encourage them if needs be, and just explain why we're not allowing them go a certain distance. But everyone, I hope, at this stage is well aware of the restrictions in place.
And there's no inform, is there? Because that's with an I.
Not in the four E's, no.
Good spelling, Henry. As he said, as that guard said, people know the rules. Like, what was the assessment generally, Henry? Are people sticking to them?
Yeah, most people are. There's always a few chances. I mean, this country is famous for chancery, you could say. Here is Sergeant Killian Duffy again giving his view. And a Jeep, a white Jeep, took a sneaky left just before the checkpoint.
From my own personal opinion, people are adhering to it, Henry. It's a lot of money. But there's a certain element within society that mightn't bother them, you know. And if they want to go somewhere, they're going to go. But the fact we do have the legislation now will certainly help regarding the various FCPN fines, fixed charge notices. And I'm sure that's had an effect on people. Certainly in the volume of traffic in Balbriggan over the last 2 weeks, you can see that that's decreased. And people are staying at home. The majority of the guards' work at the moment is COVID related. You know, that's come down from our management. The checkpoints are vitally important, but I will say that there's still a lot of good police work ongoing in the background, patrols, etc., and still arrests, investigations have been conducted. But the majority of the time guards are spending at the moment is in relation to COVID-19 and on these checkpoints.
Because you've got to do all the other stuff too, the crime, the gangland.
Crime is ongoing. Just because COVID-19 hit didn't necessarily bring a halt to crime in the area. So that's investigations still been conducted, people have been arrested. The courts, people have still been brought before the courts. Now, there are certain restrictions in relation to courts, but policing is still ongoing, no doubt about that.
God, Killian Duffy, a white Jeep there tried to do a kind of left turn just before the checkpoint. Do you have that kind of carry on?
You do, but unfortunately that's a residential area in there, so they could just be going home. But
they should stop.
Maybe they weren't stopped by my colleagues there, but if they're going to go in, they're going to come out. So we might get them on the way back out.
You should stop. It's the law to stop.
Of course, yeah, you have to stop. The goodwill between the guards and members of the public has been extremely positive. And we're all living with COVID-19 and we all need to do our bit to hopefully get through it all together. And mostly, from my experience since last March, that's what everybody's doing, both law enforcement and members of the public.
Henry McKean with that report there from Balbriggan after spending a day at the checkpoint on the Meath-Dublin border. Mickey Moo in Santry says €100 is not enough to fine these idiots travelling in cars. It should be €500.